You are listening to Intrepid Healthcare's exclusive coverage of the Gulf Coast Hymns Chapter's Fall Conference. Welcome to GC3 Hymns, direct from New Orleans, Louisiana. Our coverage is brought to you by Javion, changing healthcare one prediction at a time. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Joe Lavelle.
All right. Greetings from New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Joe Lavelle. Joe, we were having a heck of a good time here at GC3 Hymns.
Couldn't be better, Todd.
We're just halfway through day one, and the conversations have already been scintillating, and I've learned an awful lot so far. I mean, what about you?
I can't even...
You're speechless.
Exactly.
It's the first time he's ever been speechless. Well, you know, our next conversation, Joe, is with an organization that I wasn't familiar with, so I'm looking forward to getting that. Before we do that, however, a quick shout-out to our sponsor, Javion. What a great partner.
Great partner, Todd. I don't know if you saw the news 2 weeks ago. They won the Innovator Award from Intel at Georgia Hymns meeting. It was a really good honor.
So that was the Innovation Award for that month that they won?
For 2014.
Yeah, they've won plenty of those Innovation Awards. All right, let's get to it. Say hello to our guest. His name is Ed Gogol, Gulf States Regional Director with Presidio. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd.
Well, it's great to have you. Thanks for carving out some time and joining us. Ed, before we get into our conversation around Presidio, take a few quick seconds, inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Thanks. I've been in technology now for about 30 years. Started my career way back when with a company called Arthur Anderson and moved into their technology initiative around tax systems. And then that led me to a startup company in Atlanta, Georgia called Tactics. Spent a few years there and then moved to Presidio. So I've been at Presidio now for 14 years.
So tell us about Presidio. Give us the 10,000-foot view. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Presidio is a systems integrator and a reseller of product from companies like Cisco, EMC, NetApp. And what we do, our claim to fame, is being able to take those complex technologies and pull them together to meet customer business needs. So a great example would be things like virtual desktop. A lot of customers, especially in healthcare, who want to take those old laptops and PCs and workstations and bring those into a virtual desktop environment. It requires probably six distinct technologies to bring that solution to the customer. Things like VMware, things like EMC storage on the back end, Cisco networking products in the middle. VDI requires things like thin clients on the front end. So the knowledge and having the engineering force to be able to bring all those products together in a solution that actually works and provides a better user experience than an old system is very important. So in being able to do that, it requires the depth and breadth of a large consulting group. We have 1,500 certified consultants across the U.S.
Wow.
In about 55 offices. We do roughly $2.5 billion a year in revenue. And like I said, we're a national company.
Tell us, is there a specific part of the healthcare industry you work with? Is it the provider side, the payer side, both sides?
We actually work with both sides, and I would say it's fairly balanced for both the insurers and payors as well as the providers. We have a lot of experience. A tricky technology in healthcare and in hospitals especially is wireless technology. It's unlike any other environment. You have things like radiology areas with lead-lined walls, and carrying a wireless signal through those types of environments is very difficult. You can bring wireless into the hallways of a hospital, but trying to get that depth into the patient room becomes very tricky. So technologies like that, actually giving a wireless solution that will actually work throughout a hospital, is a very tricky systems integration problem. And those are the types of customer solutions we solve in healthcare.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Ed, I've been broadcasting radio for many years now, including in the manufacturing space. And so I've spoken with a lot of systems integrators across a wide range of different industries. It's my contention that if all the systems integrators disappeared from the earth, the economy would collapse in a heap of ruin. How important a role that an integrator plays in making all these systems sing. And that's been a big issue in healthcare, is all these disparate systems and how you make them all work together. Talk about how Presidio focuses on being sure they're on top of their game to understand all these different systems, and what do they do to prepare themselves so that when a client comes to them and says, I need X and Y to work together, that you have the knowledge ready to do that.
Well, a big part of that is making sure that within your engineering force, you have many best practices and you have the collaborative nature of an engineering force, so that if I have a problem in a hospital system in New York City and I solve that problem, that I communicate that with the guys on the West Coast, the guys in the South, the guys in the North. So the first thing is keeping in front of the best technologies and the proven technologies, and then having the multiple engineers who understand the depth within those multiple technologies. So that's the biggest challenge, staying in front of it and then communicating your successes across the country for a national-based firm like we are.
One of the things I love about this show is we get to ask people this next question. Tell us about a war story, a customer that had just a really huge problem and how you helped solve it.
I think a great example would be Children's Healthcare of Alabama, based in Birmingham. They were in an old facility. The facility did not provide the type of service that they wanted to provide to the kids in that hospital. So through state grants and through state funding, they were able to build a new hospital. They have a beautiful new facility there now. And having the building was one thing, but bringing the building up to current technology standards was a very difficult system integration problem. We worked closely with Cisco, we worked with EMC, and we essentially provided the technology, up-to-date current technology for that entire building. And then we helped them integrate it. It was kind of interesting because during the integration, the most difficult challenge, again, was wireless in that hospital system. We had 540 access points throughout the hospital, but we kept getting interference, and we couldn't figure out what that interference was being caused by. We brought in some of our national wireless experts, and they were actually in a vehicle going down 17th Street in Birmingham, Alabama, tracking where this interference was coming from. And here we discovered that it was coming from an old, outdated television satellite dish that was actually projecting down 17th Street and causing interference in the hospital wireless. And not only for Children's of Alabama, but UAB, which is there as well. They couldn't figure out why all of a sudden their wireless was going haywire. We had to actually go to the FCC and have the FCC work with the television company to actually reduce that signal. And finally, they decided, you know what, we don't even use that channel anymore that it was projecting. We're going to shut the entire thing down. They did that. It cleared up the problem for two hospitals, two of the major hospitals in downtown Birmingham. So that's an example of having the right kind of engineers who can come in and analyze a problem and carry that solution.
Fascinating. I love that story. I think that same signal has messed up some of my transmissions. How do you even know to ask the right question and begin to understand that? I mean, that's what I think makes Presidio different, is your ability to look at that. I mean, their IT shop had to be stumbled on that for years and didn't know what the heck the problem was. How did you ask the right questions? How do they begin the process to uncover it? I mean, that's, I think if we can crack that code, that's the difference between Presidio and the rest of the market.
Yeah, well, we started years ago with a process for consulting services, and that process is called PDITO, Plan, Design, Implement, a big T in test, and then finally optimize. And because this was new construction and it was a new hospital, we had a greenfield opportunity to go through that entire process. So we started in the planning side, we put the design together, and actually in the way we design things, we actually document the entire system before we build it. Then we build it, we come in and we start doing testing, and it was during the testing phase we started saying, you know, we've never seen this before. We've got some kind of an anomaly in the wireless system. So let's bring our engineering expertise in from a wireless perspective and start looking at what could be causing this. You know, we're not seeing it in any other environment. So we knew it had to be something external to the hospital, and that's what triggered it. So our process led to us discovering what that problem was and then being able to resolve it.
That's what I was trying to uncover there, yeah. Is that there is a method to that madness, uncover those kinds of issues.
I think we found this, at least a nugget and probably some secret sauce here, Todd. PDITL. In the big T.
Right.
Tell us some more about testing and why that's so important, because I believe in it 100%.
The group that actually came up with that design methodology was a group that we have in Orlando, Florida. It's now called Presidio Internet of Things. And that group has heritage all the way back to things like the Star Wars Initiative. You remember that with Ronald Reagan?
Oh, yeah.
Hitting a bullet with a bullet and those types of things. So very smart engineers, a group of about 100 engineers, who really understand how all these technologies come together. And a lot of them had backgrounds in missile defense. They said, hey, you get one chance to fire that missile, so you better test the heck out of everything that's going to potentially happen to that missile before you fire it. So they were the group who came up with that very intensive testing methodology. And we use that in all our engagements. So if we're implementing a new Cisco phone system, you know, we're going around the hospital and we're testing every jack to every phone, every call, very, very detailed. We probably spend more time in testing than we do in any other phase of our project.
No, that's so why you have a track record.
Projects lose time, and what do they give up? They give up testing time, right? And
absolutely.
They always pay in the end.
Yeah.
Ed, the story you told, as you described it, was an anomaly. Mm-hmm. I imagine perhaps, maybe I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but I imagine majority of the problems you address are not necessarily anomalies. They're common challenges. They have a little different nuance for each organization, each situation. What are those common issues and problems that you might share? A couple of things that I probably shouldn't say this, a potential Presidio customer can probably do to ward off some of those issues.
I think the first is, follow the consultant's lead on their process. What we will find is if we ever have a situation where a project does not go perfectly, it's because of that design phase. We actually run what's called a detailed design workshop. And in that workshop, we're asking those key stakeholders within the customer to be present in those workshops. Some of them are painstakingly difficult, detailed, and they take a long time. They can run from 3 to 5 days. But if you're not participating with us wholeheartedly in that design session, you're going to end up with a system that you didn't participate in the design with, and you're probably not going to be happy with. And we're probably going to find jointly that we missed something. So whenever we go back and we rewind, it was, where did we miss this? As, we're doing the testing or the optimization, we generally find that we missed it in the design because perhaps a key stakeholder who knew something about this part of the system wasn't there. So we need that customer interaction in the design session to make sure we get the design exactly right before we go into implementation.
That sounds great. What else haven't we asked that you really think the audience should know about Presidio?
I think one thing is that Presidio takes very seriously the idea of vendor certification. And Cisco is well renowned for this. Cisco has their CCIE program, and it has various levels of certification for those engineers. We take that very seriously. We invest millions of dollars a year in vendor certifications to make sure that when our engineers go into a customer site, our engineers have basically taken all the education they can possibly take. And with a CCIE, they've even gone through hands-on drills of being sure that they know how to interconnect these systems and how to integrate these systems. So certification's very important. When we compete against regional or smaller resellers, we generally find that we compete well because we have those levels of certification. We've made that investment, and our engineers know what they're doing when they get on site. So,
any key objectives, goals, mission, purpose, new products, new solutions, anything cool launching in 2015 we ought to know about?
Yeah, has anyone talked about the cloud yet?
Not yet.
The cloud initiatives, Presidio's managed cloud services group, is probably our fastest growing offering that we have for our customers.
That's great.
And what we're finding is that customers generally will either be more prone to look at a private cloud where they want their equipment on site in their data center. And when they want that, we can provide a managed service around that. So remote managed services, kind of keeping an eye on how the equipment's running, making sure that things are up and available and applications are available to the end users. So we can do that as a remote managed service, or we can offer customers the ability to host that in a remote location. If they don't want to manage a data center, we can find them a space to put that equipment and then provide the same managed service over that. We can also allow them to then connect for kind of burstable capacity. They could connect to things like Amazon Web Services. They could connect to Azure, the Microsoft Cloud. So the ability to take the concept of a private cloud and burst up to public cloud availability. And we think that's going to be the future of what we do as a company. The cloud services are going to be so important, and customers are one day going to say, you know what? Tired of managing all this stuff. I'm tired of trying to keep patch management under control. And I'm tired of, trying to integrate new products into an old environment. Let's leave that to someone else. So that's where the cloud is going to take, especially, we believe, our healthcare customers.
Well, I agree with that 100%. And clearly there are many early adopters. Are you seeing the broader market moving towards that?
We are. We're seeing, we saw slow growth over the last couple of years. We're really starting to see now that customers are saying, when I sit back and realize this, I've had shadow IT all around me. I've had many of my departments, going off to Microsoft or perhaps going off to Amazon Web Services to spin up virtual servers. So there's probably a lot of it going on right now in my environment. It's time to get control of that, time to embrace that and come up with a strategy for embracing the cloud. And those are the types of conversations we're having with our customers today.
There used to be a lot of anxiety over security, and I think that's easing. Do you agree?
It is, because everyone's seeing that even without going to the cloud, you know, we're having huge security issues all over the world. So why not go to someone who specializes in that and let them provide that level of security?
All right. Well, Ed, I hate to say it, we are running low on time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Presidio?
The best way is to go to our Presidio.com, Presidio.com website. They can find more information, find our office locations, and the types of things we do.
All right. Ed Gogol, Gulf States Regional Director for Presidio. Ed, it was a real pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks, Todd.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, that wraps this conversation. Again, on behalf of our guest, Ed Gogol, my co-host, Joe Lavelle, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you soon on Intrepid Healthcare.